Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, do you really give God the glory? Give him the praise just for just waking you up. Just letting the blood run warm through your veins. You know, sometimes we take God for granted. You know, God be trying to take us in the right direction, and then you want to pull in the other direction. But remember, out of it all and through it all boils down to one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. That's it. You got to know him if you don't know nothing else. That's the main source. That's the only source. Glory to God. If you know who Jesus really and truly is, then everything else will come together. Glory to God. You know, he sometimes saves the best for last, you know. Amen. Although you may be calling and, you know, you may be going through and troubling in your spirit and, you know, things just may not be going like you want them to go, but guess what? Through it all. Amen. Glory to God. He's the one that's going to make everything all right. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Glory to God. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we also thank God for our pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. The two, amen. Tag team, the devil, amen. Glory to God. They give him a knock upside the head each and every time. Glory to God. And we thank God for them. Amen. And I want to encourage you, hallelujah, if you need a mentor, you need someone to teach you, you need someone to help you to get to that next level, and God, you know, they do mentoring, they do counseling, they do marriage counseling. I'm going to put that on out there, marriage counseling, glory to God. Whatever the need may be, they are there for you. Amen. All you got to do is call them up and tell them what you want, and they will give it to you, amen, right on time, glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive moments in the spirit, and you will also receive midweek manna. It's an awesome, awesome both two-minute clip, amen. It's still spreading the gospel, amen. You can get it on your phone, you can get it on your email, however the need may be, whatever and however you may want it, it will come to you, glory to God. And all that is, and you'll be placed on our personal prayer list, and all that wrapped up in one little package would only, you can only give, amen, $25 or more. Now, you know, that's just not a whole lot of money when it really boils down to it. $25 don't go too far nowadays, glory to God. Hey, go in the grocery store and see what you get for $25. You know, one of my family members said, you know what, I went in the store, glory to God, and said, that lady said $100 and something, I ain't got nothing. So, you know, if they didn't have nothing for $100 and something, they, you sure can't get much for $25, glory to God. But, you know, that's a good price, amen, glory to God. So I want to encourage you, amen, to come on and partner. You'll get all that for $25 or more. A team of people who don't mind praying, who don't mind whooping the devil, glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, we are tired of them anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. So come on in and partner with us, glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, on Tuesday night, we have the two tag team that I was talking about. Glory to God, it's Apostle, amen, and Pastor. They come on Tuesday night, glory to God. They don't beat the devil upside the head. My God, and they just keep whooping him. Hallelujah. You remember whenever they, the older people used to say, when you see it's raining, you know, and then they said the highway be smoking, come out, the devil beating his wives, that's how they be doing. They be beating them up. Glory to God. There'd be smoke on that line. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday night and hear them. Hallelujah. Come for a hallelujah good time. Glory to God. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you don't want to miss it. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further on Saturday, if you heard, amen, the Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew on yesterday. It comes on 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. I thought she was just going to keep on going. My God, it got so good. Hallelujah. Then she said, well, Iran, I better get out of here. But it was good to the last drop. If you missed it, you can go back on demand and listen to the show. Go on Blog Talk and you can hear it. And you can go to also Facebook. The pages, the shows are also listed out there too also. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, I'm called the Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am the Hour of Power, me and Minister Elaine Jackson, glory to God. And Prophetic Corner comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You know, each does engagements, they do speaking engagements, and we will pray with you and whatever the need may be. Glory to God. You know, the door is open for God's people. Don't wait until the door is closed. And if you're online and you need prayer, if you press the 1, we will bring you in on the lines to pray for you. Don't wait till after the, you know, show's over and then you call, you know, you want to call and then also you want to text, oh, couldn't you pray for me? Well, you don't have to tell your name when you call in. Glory to God. All we ask is just tell us what part of the world that you're calling from. And that way we'll know what part we're reaching, glory to God. Because we want to reach, amen, it's a nationwide, everybody, hallelujah, that needs it, glory to God. We want to reach out to you. So, you know, just call in, and if you have a prayer request, press the 1, and we will bring you in for prayer, glory to God. And Minister Elaine Jackson, amen, glory to God. She's the next Hour of Power, but she's going to take a sabbatical on today. She won't have a live show, but she has placed a show out there on a Facebook page. If you want to go out there and listen to it, you can go now. Those that listen, you know, you can go out there now and listen to her show. It's Ministry with You in Mind. Glory to God. The fire is still coming. Amen. Whether it's live or whether it's online, it's still coming. So you can go out there now and you can hear her show at this time. Glory to God. And I just want to say, you know, like I said, don't wait till the door is closed, because God is doing some great and mighty things. And we expect for God to do even the more, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't you just feel the anointing whenever God speaks, you know, everybody listen. They used to say, you know, when it was some commercial, when E.F. Hudson or whatever it was, you know, speaks, everybody listen. When God speaks, everybody needs to listen. We want you to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because we're walking in the last and evil days now, glory to God, and we want to be ready, hallelujah. Get your house in order, hallelujah, and be ready when he comes, you know. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you saying, I didn't have nobody to help me. We got the doors open, glory to God. You know, don't say, well, Lord, I didn't have nobody to teach me. The door is open. There's too much, amen, going on now, glory to God, for you to say something like that, hallelujah. God has got his people in place, the men and women of God who are willing to help you. The only thing you got to do is pick up your phone and call them and tell them what you want. If you can't call them, you can inbox them. Go to Facebook and inbox them, glory to God, and then tell them exactly what you want, because there's a move of God that's going to hit after, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, it's going to hit, amen, God's people, those who have been faithful, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So come on and get aboard, hallelujah. Don't miss this train as it's going around the track. You know, don't mess around and get thrown off the track, glory to God, amen, by listening to what's going on in the world and everything going on, and you know, you hear, well, ain't nobody right, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, just because you ain't right, that don't mean ain't nobody else right, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and get aboard the Wild Team, amen, and watch what God do. Hallelujah. He'll get you to that place, my God, where don't nobody be able to touch you. Hallelujah. They'll be looking at you kind of strange. Hallelujah. They won't be looking at the change, but they'll be looking at you strange. My God, my God. So the door is open now. The door is open. And you know what? I don't know. Glory to God. But those five people that I mentioned, amen, I hope you got aboard that train. It's been about 2 weeks. I hadn't even thought about it. So, you know, if he flows, let's flow. It's been about a couple. Well, it's been about a month now that the Lord laid on my heart about those five people that were supposed to sow. Amen. You know what I said, amen, that you were supposed to sow. And so I hope you got aboard that train, because that was something that God was going to do, amen, for you. Glory to God. So if you didn't, hallelujah, this is your chance to go ahead and finish it up. If you did not, this is the last chance. Glory to God. This is a chance now for you to go ahead, amen, and do that. If you forgot, he brought it back to my remembrance, so I'm bringing it back to you. You need to do it now. You know, only in the body of Christ. You know, you'll go, amen, you may go to a concert and they think it's $100. You'll get in $100, no problem. Amen. You know, you'll go, amen, glory to God. You'll get $100 for a ticket. And if it's something else, well, you know what, I deserve it. Well, you know what, you deserve the word too, glory to God. And the word comes free, but that doesn't mean that you still don't give, hallelujah, because he said give and it shall be given good measures. Don't you want it, like I said, pressed down, hallelujah, shaking together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Don't you want to get it back just like that, hallelujah. You know, while everybody else going around, you know, well, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You say, hold up, wait a minute, Lord. I got seed in that ground over there, and I know it was good ground, Lord. So, God, I'm calling on my seed. Now, here's what I need, okay? Glory to God. But if you ain't got nothing planted, you can't get nothing. You can't harvest nothing. Glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you, amen, to keep on, amen, keeping on and to give, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead, hallelujah, and turn with me to Psalms 150. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day that you made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and we declare, Lord God, as your word on today, Lord God, to let us have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. We ask you, God, to move, Lord God, all across the nation, Lord God. Heal those that need healing, God, in their bodies, Lord God. Their bodies are racking with pain. We say, heal them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who are confused in their mind, oh God, we ask you, God, to heal their mind, oh God. You said in your word that you will clothe us in our right mind, oh God. Those that need peace, Lord God, on today. Father God, we send the peace on this line all across the nation, Lord God. Everything that the enemy meant for bad, Lord, we know that you'll turn it around and make it good in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we know, Lord, that you smile upon us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, your spoken word, Lord God, let us, Lord God, hide it in our heart so we sin not against thee, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and those that don't know you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let them grab hold, Lord God, to the word on today, Lord, and run with it, oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we call the backsliders in, Lord, because you're married to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we set loose them, huh? Sin loose them, huh? Right now and let them go. In the name of Jesus, we pull them out of the club. Good God Almighty, we pull them out of sexual sin, Lord. My God, we pull them out, Lord God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, because we know, Lord God, that you're the provider of everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made everything, so everything is yours to give, Lord God. Nothing is ours, Lord God. You're just letting us just stay down here, Lord God. Oh, my God, to hold on to use it, Lord God, for your benefit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even our bodies are yours, belong to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for these bodies that you have given us, Lord God, for your use, Lord, not for our own use, but for your use, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you belong to Lord, the Lord our God? Do you belong to Jesus? Do you know that you know that you know when you leave here where you're going? Glory to God. Do you know? Hallelujah. Do you know? Do you know that you know that you know? Hallelujah. Where you going? Hallelujah. Stop playing church. Hallelujah. Stop slipping and tipping and dipping. This ain't the time. Hallelujah. This ain't the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. This ain't the time, hallelujah. You know what, I'm going to go ahead on, amen. Because you know, sometimes whenever we get to the end, people get hung up in different stories, but I know God is leading me to go ahead on, amen. We're going to go ahead and give the altar call now, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me, that Father, I am a son in need of a Savior. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Come into my life, God. Lord God, I repent for all the sin that I have committed, oh God. Oh, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to forgive me, Lord God, of all my sin. Father God, I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. I believe, Lord God, that you died and rose again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if you sin back, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer of Jesus Christ, and the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Glory to God. Amen, amen, glory to God. Amen, let's go ahead, amen, and get in our sermon, amen, on today. I'm coming from Psalms 150, and we just going to talk about praise. You know, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, it's easy. It's easy, hallelujah, to praise God when you're sitting on top of the mountain. You know, you can say, oh, Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. But you know, amen, when things happen, whenever circumstances happen, whenever trials happen, whenever tribulations come your way, they happen. But can you praise him, amen, whenever things are not going right for you? Hallelujah. Can you stay in that place? Can you stay in the presence of the Lord and watch what he do for you? Glory to God. You know, he'll give you comfort. He'll give you peace, and he'll give you all the joy that you need. My God, that's the type of God we serve. Let me go ahead and start reading, amen, number one. Oh, glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Do you ever praise God just for who he is? Do you ever praise God for the power that he has? Glory to God. Do you ever praise God, amen, hallelujah, for just waking you up? Do you give God glory and praise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we get so selfish. We don't even think about praising God. You know, it's easy. We go to church, you know, and we listen to the pastor preach a good sermon. We need to praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The pastor gave a beautiful sermon. It was just off the chain. It rocked my boat. Amen. Glory to God. But what did you keep? Amen. In your boat, glory to God. If your boat rocking, some of that stuff gonna fall out. But what did you keep in your boat? Amen. That will help you. Amen. Along the way, that will help you. Amen. To get through the next day. What did you keep? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you're praising God, you say, well, you know what? I praise God because he told me how I can get delivered and stay delivered. He told me. Hallelujah. How he has the power, amen, to do that. He told me how he had the power, amen, to deliver me from whatever was going on in my life. Hallelujah. Can you hold on to what you get when you get it? Glory to God. Well, you got to praise God for his power because he's omnipotent. He's everywhere you need him to be. God has the power to change anything that's going on wrong in your life. Can you praise God for that power? Can you praise God, hallelujah, for the power, amen, glory to God, that you're eating, you're chewing, amen, glory to God. Can you praise God for the power, hallelujah, that he has to create this body? Lord, I thank you for creating this body. So therefore, if something going wrong with it, Lord, I praise you because I know you can fix it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah, glory to God. Number two, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. You know, God is excellent. God is an excellent God. You know, sometimes we get in that place where we thinking God, you know, is imperfect. But God is not imperfect. You know, you can't get in that place where saying God is not imperfect. God going to give you what he wants you to have. Amen. And he's going to give you what you need and when you need it. Hallelujah. So you can't come against God like that. Hallelujah. How do you think you walking around here breathing? How do you think? Hallelujah. That you're walking around here looking like you look. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only because the excellence are in the Lord, not God. Hallelujah. He is an excellent God. He don't do nothing, amen, that's not in his word. Hallelujah. So you got to praise God when you got it. Praise him when you ain't got it. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. When you want it, praise God, hallelujah. No matter who's looking at you, praise God, hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, praise God, hallelujah. If you ain't got what you want to eat, praise God, hallelujah. If you ain't got nothing but a loaf of bread, praise God, hallelujah. I know you're going to give me some more. Praise God, hallelujah. When your change is strange, praise God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Although I don't have a car, I won't, Lord. But I praise you anyway, Lord. I do have a vehicle to go where I need to go and get me from point A to point B. But I praise you anyway because I know it's coming. Lord, I praise you, Lord, in the noonday. I praise you, Lord, in the evening, Lord. I praise you, Lord, when I wake up in the morning. I praise you, Lord, God, if I'm not feeling good. I praise you, Lord, when I'm well. I praise you, Lord, when my children act it up. I praise you, Lord, when they're acting good. So can you praise the Lord anytime? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know so many times what happens. You leave your children out of all this praise, hallelujah. And they'll say, well, mama, what are you doing? Daddy, what are you doing? Said, I'm praising God for his excellence because he's an excellent God. He does things decent and in order, hallelujah. So some of that stuff, hallelujah, you're saying that some God, it don't be from God, glory to God. So just check yourself, hallelujah. So we serve an excellent God. God ain't going to do nothing contrary to his word. Hallelujah. He's not going to do it. Because he's that type of God, and that's the type of God we serve. You know, I was watching a movie one time, and he was saying he didn't know, you know, why the team was losing so many games, and they just kept on, amen, glory to God. And every time they would lose, they'd get mad, and he went in the woods, and he began to pray, and God was telling him, say, what it is, you only going to praise me if you win, but here's what you got to do. You got to learn how to praise me when you don't, hallelujah. You got to learn how to take of me when you don't, amen, have what you need. You got to learn how to praise me outside of the circumstances, glory to God. He went back and he talked to his team, and he said, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn this thing around, glory to God. That's why we're not winning any games, because we only want to praise God when we win. But you got to praise him when you don't, hallelujah. But you know he has something better for you, glory to God, you know. Amen, glory to God. And he told them, amen, this is what we're going to do. So they went and they played the game, glory to God. And what happened? They lost the game. So one of the players came in and he took his football helmet off and he threw it, amen. He said, wait a minute, that's not what we said. Remember what we said? We were going to praise God no matter what happened. So they began, amen, one of the players, amen, he got down on his knee and he began to pray. And he began to praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, even though they didn't win. And the next time they went to play, they started, amen, winning the games, hallelujah, glory to God. So you see, by him praising God and being thankful in what they said they were going to do, look how God brought them up and brought them out, glory to God. They won all the games. They even went to the championship, glory to God. And that's the type of God that we serve. We don't just praise God, amen, because he gave us something. Just, you know, we praise God all the time. Hallelujah. We got to learn, hallelujah, to praise God no matter. It don't matter who's looking at you if you're in the church. It don't matter. If you want to praise God, you praise God. Glory to God. You know, it's easy, amen, to praise God whenever he gives you something. But what about when he don't give you what you ask for? Can you praise him then? Amen. You know, sometimes people turn their back on God because they don't get what they want, hallelujah. Well, he may not have gave you what you want, but he gave you what you needed, hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. Because if it ain't God, then I don't want it. Because one thing you got to understand, if he give you a whole bunch of money and you don't know how to deal with it, hallelujah, it's going to be like you got a hole in your bucket anyway. You're always shopping. You're forgetting about, amen, over here that I need to sow into ministry, hallelujah. That's been faithful, hallelujah, to me. That's been faithful, don't even know me. That's been faithful, hallelujah, and praying for me and my family, hallelujah. You forget about all that and you go spending frivolously, glory to God. So that's what we got to do. We got to learn how to praise God no matter what. Let's go on, hallelujah. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of and harp. You know, I've been in places, amen, when they're saying, well, you know what? Amen. God don't like music, you know, in his sanctuary. No, God inhabits the praises of the people. So you can praise God with guitar. You can praise God, amen, with whatever, amen, instrument you want to praise him with. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. You got to remember, hallelujah, who you're serving. He don't care what you're praising him with. Glory to God. He don't care. Hallelujah. As long as you're praising him from your heart. You know, we need to come outside of our flesh. We allow our flesh to get the better of us. Instead of praising God, we want, okay, you know, your flesh said, well, you know what? And they ain't getting nothing for you. You got the little yump hanging on your shoulder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like, okay, this is all he doing for me. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Kick the little yump out. Glory to God. And begin to praise the Lord and watch what God do for you. You know, when you just start to praise, you know, you got to remember they was in the jail cell. They were praying. Hallelujah. Praising God. What happened? The door slung open, glory to God. Don't you want your doors to come open? Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of them doors has been bound up, hallelujah. That's been chained up, wrapped up, tied up, hallelujah. When you begin to praise the Lord and you praise him with a pure heart, hallelujah, he'll open them doors. He'll snatch those chains off them doors that's supposed to be yours, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. You know, I tell several testimonies, but I went to a place where he said, oh, and this was this person, amen. We just said this person, hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, oh, my God. So what are you doing? I said, I'm praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it don't take all that. You know what? It don't matter whether it take all that for you or not, but it might take that. For me and then some, glory to God. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, then I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. If you don't like it, then move to the other pew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if they don't like it, you tell them to slide over. Because glory to God, you're going to praise the God that you know. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a good God. So why not give him the praise? When we give God praise, glory to God, we're giving God honor for who he is, for what he do. Hallelujah. For what he did when he gave his son on Calvary for us. Glory to God. That means you're honoring God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about honoring man, but you got to think about honoring God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because man don't care. They don't have a hell of a hell to put you in. My God, my God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. On 4. Praise him with the tambourine, and dance. Praise him with strings, instruments, and organs. See, he said it don't matter. Hallelujah. Praising God. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you got praising. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can just sit and you can, well, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You can exalt him. So, Lord, I exalt you, Lord, for who you are, oh, God. Father God, I praise your holy name, God. I magnify you, Lord. I thank you. I bless your name. Just keep on going and keep going. Keep saying it over and over. And after a while, something's going to break. Hallelujah. You know, amen. Glory to God. Before you know it, you may get a knock at the door. It may be the postman bringing you a package. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It may be someone bringing you, hallelujah, one of those Holy Ghost handshakes. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I mean. Hallelujah. They put the money in their hand and they bring it to you and they shake your hand. Let me put a little something in your hand. Hallelujah. You know, he's going to bring it to you at your point of need. Hallelujah. But so many times you just don't believe how, you know, God is going to do that. But it don't matter how he do it and who he bring it through. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, he'll use your enemies. He'll make your enemies your footstool. And that means he's going to use them too. Hallelujah. So if they bring it, take it. Hallelujah. And said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to just put on music, hallelujah, and praise God in your house, you don't always have to go to church, amen, hallelujah, to praise God. You can praise God in your house. You can go to church and still praise God. Wherever you can praise God in your car, you can praise God wherever you want to praise God at. It's up to you. You don't have to go and shout out. People think something going on with you. You know, amen, glory to God. Somebody told I was talking and just talking to the Lord. And, you know, and they said, well, say, no, you keep doing that. They don't think something wrong with you. But I was in my own house, glory to God. But that's just the way I do it, hallelujah. That's direct communication. And, Lord, I'm saying, Lord, I thank you, God. It don't matter. Lord, I thank you. I had a place to sleep on last night. Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, I ain't hungry. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, I may not have all the tea in China. It's okay, but it's coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to drink well. But if in the meantime, Lord God, I praise you, Lord God, for where I am and who I am in you, Lord. And I praise you, God, because I know, Lord God, the breakthroughs are coming. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. There ain't a soul on this line that won't get what they ask you for when they praise you, Lord. Father God, I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord, I know you're everywhere that I need you to be, oh God. Lord, I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord, I know you'll keep my children well. Lord, I praise you, dear Heavenly Father, because I know, Lord God, you built this body, so you know if I'm working with pain in it, you'll heal it. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. That's the way you got to praise the Lord God. You got to understand, hallelujah, your praise will make something happen for you, glory to God. Hallelujah. When things ain't going right in your house, begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I hear it, Lord. Thank you. Stop cussing and fussing. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Praise him and watch that thing break. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put on you some music. Glory to God. And go in your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I praise you, Lord God, for your word that you be praised, oh God. Father God, I thank you. I exalt your name, oh Lord God. Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, oh God. Oh, my God, my soul rests in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And watch what happens. Hallelujah. That thing got to break. It's got to let go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But so many times you sit, amen, and you wonder and ponder, amen, on your circumstances, hallelujah, without going ahead and getting into praise. You know, you can go to church, amen, glory to God, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and you're still coming out the same. You're coming out with the same old you. You're coming out with the same old wide lips. You're coming out with the same old cussing lips. Glory to God. So what's going on? Hallelujah. Are you going, amen, to get the word and letting the word come in, amen, and clean you up? Or are you going just to see what Brother Washington had on roll today? Or what Susan Macaroni got on today? Hallelujah. Is her skirt too short? Hallelujah. Is her shoe too tall? What are you going for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when that word comes, you say that word is supposed to hit you and clean you up. Glory to God. So are you receiving it? Glory to God. Or maybe you're just too complacent in that place. It may be time for you to do something else, glory to God. But you need to ask God, glory to God. Don't make a move too soon, glory to God. Ask the Lord, my God. Let's move on down, hallelujah. Praise him, glory to God, upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals, glory to God. You know, there are people that have cymbals in their church, glory to God, and different things. It's okay, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Because I went to a place, and you know, he said, glory to God, he said, well, y'all need to tone that music down. It's too loud, hallelujah, glory to God. I said, oh, my God, they turned it down some, amen, glory to God, they did. But after they toned it down so much, amen, he kept telling them, tone it down, and after they toned it down, you couldn't even hear it, man. Glory to God. I'm like, my God. I said, Lord Jesus, my God. And you couldn't even hear it then. So whenever you praise God for who he is. Praise God for who you know him to be. He's a healer. Hallelujah. He will give you the peace that you need. Hallelujah. He will give you the finances that you need. Hallelujah. He'll put you in a place where there is no lack. Hallelujah. He'll put you in a place where he'll hide you from your enemy. Glory to God. He will put you in a place, my God, where the enemy can't even find you. Glory to God. My God. But learn how to praise the Lord, that God. He is awesome and he is worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. And then on number 6 it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It said everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. So when you begin to praise the Lord, hallelujah, and you got your children around you, glory to God, don't leave them out. So many times you leave them out, hallelujah, but don't leave them children out, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, baby. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to dance, and we're going to praise the Lord in our house. We're going to give God glory because God fed us on last night, and he's going to have to feed us again, glory to God. So that's why we praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God because he done kept us from out there on them highways and byways, from all that danger, hallelujah, that lurks out there in the wee middle of the night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to praise God because he kept us, hallelujah, on the inside. Hallelujah. He kept us, hallelujah, when we went outside, glory to God, and nobody came up acting crazy and shooting and carrying on. You know, God kept us, so we got to praise God. You know, so much time, what's going on now in the world, you know, we're so caught up in trying to get stuff instead of trying to get the one that created the stuff. It's time out for all that stuff. Hallelujah. Be content where you are, but you don't have to stay in that place. Hallelujah. You know, he'll bring you up, glory to God. He'll bring you out. So what you got to do, you got to be in constant, hallelujah, praise, hallelujah, to the Most High God, and he will deliver you out of them all, glory to God, because he said, many of the afflictions, hallelujah, of the righteous, I will deliver them all of them all. He didn't say I might. He said I will, hallelujah. So if God said it and he spoke it, so it shall come to pass. Because when he created the world, he said he spoke it, hallelujah, let there be light, and there was light. So that's the type of God that we serve, hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything, hallelujah, in your house. Amen. Glory to God. Let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says you train up a child in the way they should go. Hallelujah. Oh, although they stray, hallelujah, they will not depart. So that means they're going to turn around and they're going to come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes they think they get so grown, they got to go and do their own thing. Glory to God. But I can guarantee you, the first time the trouble hit, who they going to call? They going to call mama. They going to call daddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they know that you're living right, and they know that you can get them right through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the first one they going to call. They're going to remember how you used to pray with them. They're going to remember that you told them to praise the Lord. They're going to remember, hallelujah, that when we didn't have enough to eat, my mom would praise the Lord and people would bring food, hallelujah, to them. Glory to God. They're going to remember all of that. Don't you think that they forget? They don't forget it, glory to God, because God will bring it back to their remembrance. My God, that's the type of God that we serve, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. But we got to get into that mode where we praise God, not about selfishness, hallelujah, not unrighteous, glory to God, but living right and righteous, hallelujah. You've got to be righteous to praise the Lord, glory to God, because your prayers, amen, won't mean nothing, hallelujah. They won't have effect if you ain't living right. You ain't walking right. You ain't talking right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got the wrong mindset. Hallelujah. Your mind ain't set on Christ. It's set on something else. Hallelujah. That has nothing to do with the word of God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to get it right. Hallelujah. And we're going to live for God. And we're going to praise God for who he is. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Because like I said, if he had not given his son, hallelujah, would you, hallelujah, have this, amen, could you be saved now? Glory to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. So many times you get so caught up in all this other stuff and all this other doctrines and all this different doctrines and glory to God. But listen at the facts, amen, and it's the Bible facts, the Bible proof. Hallelujah, glory to God. You get so caught up, hallelujah, and going here, getting this one, getting that one, and getting that one, hallelujah. But is this what the word of God is saying? The word of God is saying in these days, hallelujah, the love of many will wax cold, hallelujah, glory to God. You'll be loved, amen, everything else, hallelujah, and then you love God more, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, come on, hallelujah. But it ain't about that, hallelujah. It's about serving God, because when we leave here, we're going to live this life to live again, hallelujah. Some don't think, like, well, I'm dead, I'm just gone, hallelujah. Yeah, but you're going to have, amen, where you going to lift your eyes up in heaven or hell, glory to God, come on, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, they're going to roll the stones away. Hallelujah. They're going to take you right on. Hallelujah. Out there. But guess what? You ain't going to have your Mercedes behind you. Glory to God. You ain't going to have your Cadillac. You ain't going to have your Marauder. You ain't going to have none of that. None of that ain't going with you. Glory to God. You ain't going to have your house on Sugar Hill. Glory to God. You ain't going to have none of that. Glory to God. So let's hold on, amen, to what really matters. Ask God to clean your heart. Ask God to help you to have a heart to praise him. Ask God to help you when you get up, amen, in the morning. So, Lord, I praise you. So, Lord, look, you woke me up. Ask God to give you a heart, amen, felt of praises, hallelujah. Ask God to help you with that, hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes you get up and get so busy, you forget to even say, okay, Lord, I thank you. You woke me up, Lord, this morning. Lord, I thank you, and I give you glory. Lord, I praise you, hallelujah, for waking me up. Sometimes you get up, amen, and get going, hallelujah. When you go to sleep at night, you're going, your mind is going, hallelujah. You're all on all them bills. I told you to get them bills out of your room. Somebody didn't take them out, amen. They're still in their room. And every night when you go there, you're sleeping with them and you're waking up with them. Get them out. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you this for free. After 6 o'clock, glory to God, don't even do no transactions with no business. Because when you lay there on college school, you go, glory to God. That's what's going to be on your mind. Hallelujah. Do it before, amen, 6 o'clock, and then rest in the Lord. Glory to God. That's so many times we don't find the time to rest in God. Hallelujah. I never do any transactions, hallelujah, after 6 o'clock, amen, with bills and stuff. I don't do that. Hallelujah. After 6 o'clock, it's over. Hallelujah. And forget it. Amen. If you ain't got a deal, you get it the next day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure, hallelujah, that you keep your mind focused and keep your mind on God. Hallelujah. Praising God all day long. You know, I used to sing a song, this is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. That don't mean you got to go out, hallelujah, and just stand out in the middle, you know, with your hand up, like, you know, just like you're a surreal sign or something. You don't have to do that. You can praise God on the inside. Hallelujah. And when you get in your own house, you can praise God. But one thing I know, when you get in your house, the first thing you do, flip the TV on, and then you start watching it. You'll watch TV from sun up to sundown and start over again the next day and won't even give God no praise and won't even give God thanks, glory, nothing. And before you know it, the week done gone by, and there was nothing. There's nothing. And then you have no fuel. Hallelujah. You're out of fuel. Then what you try to do is, okay, well, I'm going to get this one little scripture, and it's going to fuel me up. No, not so. That ain't going to work. Hallelujah. You got to do more than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But learn how to praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. If you got a breath and you're breathing, hallelujah, you need to praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him because he's an excellent God. Praise him because he allowed you to be here. Praise him because he allowed you to be on this line today. Praise God, amen, for who he is and what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exalt him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him the praises that he, amen, deserves, because he said he inhabits the praises of his people. And you need to make it a habit of praising the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there anyone, amen, that needs prayer at this time? You can press the 1. Hallelujah. And I will bring you in for prayer. Is there anyone who needs prayer at this time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody that needs prayer. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that has went forth, Lord, learning how to praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because you be serving excellent God, and you're everywhere that we need you to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you're in our houses, oh God. You're in this vessel that you built, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Not built by man, but you built it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that they not be left out, God. Every parent, Lord God, pull their children in to also to give you glory, God, to give you honor and praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, the mothers who are raising children by themselves. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for their strength in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them lead and guide them, Lord God, in the right way, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said you'll be a father, Lord, for the fatherless. You'll be a mother for the motherless, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are having headaches. Lord, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord, that that headache is gone right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it back into the pit from which it came right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are having sinus problems, Lord, we pray for the sinuses right now that they will clear up and dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. You know, amen. I'm just going to reiterate, you know, the door is open. Hallelujah. You know, the door is open. You can go online and you can click on Pastor Ryle's page. You can inbox him or you can inbox Apostle Yvonne Ryle, but it's Prophet Yvonne Rouse and Yvonne Rouse. She has two pages. You can click on there, hallelujah, and if you say, well, I don't want to go on there, well, you can go on any of the Wild Team Club pages, and we will direct you to them. We will. Glory to God. Amen. Ministry under the same umbrella. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't no shame in our game over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because we serve God. Glory to God. And we will direct you over to them, hallelujah, because I don't want nobody to miss it in this season, hallelujah. Can't you see the seasons are changing? And I was looking at that the other day, and the Lord was showing me, you know, different seasons and the different things that were going on in the seasons, and I was just like, wow, you know, Lord, I never thought of it like that. And that's what he'll do for you, glory to God, when you're under good leaders that will teach you, amen, how to hear from God, glory to God, so you won't miss it, so you won't get out there and get caught up, glory to God. That's the type of leaders that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Like I said before, Ministry Lane, keep in mind, amen, that she has a show out there. Y'all that listen, glory to God, we'll go out there. We'll listen to the show that she has online already. She got it on her Facebook page. We will go out there and listen to her show. She won't have a live show on today, but that, like I said, God is still moving. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. I thank everybody for listening. No one is pressed the one for prayer. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. Glory to God. Remember, praise the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Have a happy and safe 4th. Remember, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Amen.